his arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good day, Treasure Coast. Welcome to the Hour of Bereavement on WCNO 89.9 FM. I am your host, Brother Ferd.
I know what it's like to be in the presence of the Lord.
Good morning, Treasure Coast. Welcome to the Hour of Bereavement. I am your host, Brother Ferd. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Sugar and Spice Soul Food Restaurant, 2515 Okeechobee Road in Fort Pierce, Florida, 772-742-8897. I'd like to play Miss Shirley Caesar. She will be coming to the Sunrise Theater on October 16th in Fort Pierce, Florida. Here is Miss Shirley Caesar with Jesus. Treasure Coast families, nothing like the name Jesus. Once again, Miss Shirley Caesar will be coming to the Fort Pierce Theater October 16th on October 16th. We'd like to thank 89.9 FM WCNO for this opportunity to host the Hour of Bereavement. There's nothing about like the name Jesus. Now we have a special dedication by Rance Allen.
We're living in a day and time. We're being politically correct. It's popular. Let me turn that around again. We're living in a day and time where everybody's saying the name God, but nobody wants to say the name Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here,
tell us
that there's something about the name.
Something, y'all.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
Is the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Don't say some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
I can't explain.
The power
that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name.
That fire.
Said it's just like fire.
Where's
shut
it?
Shut up in my mood.
Holy Ghost.
When the Holy Ghost gets a movement, said he won't leave me alone.
When the Holy Ghost gets a movement, everybody.
Something
about the name Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know. Wave at me if you love that name.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the
how sweet is it?
Name.
I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet is it? Sweeter than honey.
That is sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving,
just won't leave you alone.
Said he won't leave me alone.
Oh, no. Now tell every Muslim, every Jew, at the name of
at
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen someday?
Every knee has got to bow.
Well, tell them don't wait.
You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands
right
and praise
right
him
now.
Oh, yeah.
Detroit, let me hear
you. Yeah, yeah.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about that
something
name.
Something about the name Jesus.
Is the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
Everybody lift your hands and worship with us.
And
come
I
on.
Love
oh,
I
oh,
love
oh,
love
oh,
love.
ever go through something, say,
Treasure Coast family, there's something about that name, Jesus. Didn't say Muhammad, didn't say Buddha. There's something about that name, Jesus. But once you fully understand that name, you can understand where your help comes from. It don't come from man. It don't come from woman. It do not come from your pastor. It do not come from your apostle. It don't come from your brother or your sister. It don't come from your kids. It come from Jesus. You have to look to the hills where your help come from. Now we like to play Donnie McClurkin, My Help.
And in church, we've learned how to, you know, articulate our feelings through our music. And there's a song that just says, a sister wrote a song that says, I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said, He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord that keeps.
The Lord that keepeth thee. God provides, so why do I worry about my life when you come to my rescue a thousand times? Every other voice, it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, He multiplies. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? My faith can't survive on just things I see, and my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, I only want what you believe for me. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to watch God provide.
Yeah.
He will
provide
before your eyes. Oh, He will.
So tonight,
close your eyes, there's no more need to provide.
That was Miss Tamela Mann with God Provide. God is not he's not just a provider. He's a healer. He's the Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Nissi. He's Jehovah Rapha. But in this pandemic season, we need God to provide everything that He promised. God promised never to leave us or forsake us. I'd like to play another tune that's ministered to my spirit by Mr. Jonathan Butler, We Need You, Lord, on 89.899 FM, WCNO.
Thank you. need you right now.
That was Mr. Jonathan Butler, "We Need You, Lord, Right Now." Don't just need the Holy Father during this season of your bereavement. You should need him for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. In this season that we are going through, in this pandemic season, we just asking that, God, I mean, something have to break. You know, we wearing the masks and we just, you know, not able to go on cruises, but something has to break. So I like to play another tune by Miss Kiera Shepherd, "Something Has to Break," on 89.9 FM WCNO.
Right now.
That was Miss Kiara Shepherd's Something Has to Break. Everyone in Treasure Coast under the sound of my voice and in the Bahamas Island, I need you just to do one thing, to ask God to do it right now. Whatever you are praying for, whatever spirit you are dealing with, the spirit of infirmity, the spirit of homosexual, the spirit of lust, the spirit of anger, whatever spirit you are dealing with, ask God to remove that spirit in you right now. Here is Mr. Benjamin Doobie with Do It, Lord, on 89.9 FM WCNO.
Your way is better. Yeah.
That was Mr. Benjamin Doobie, Do It, Lord. When I was going through my time of bereavement after the passing of my son, I asked God, I need you now. I said, God, I need you right now. I can't do it on my own. I can't go to my family because they will not understand. Because, God, you are a comforter. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Nisi. So I like to make a special dedication to everyone under the sound of my voice. A tune by Mr. Smokey Northfield, I Need You Now, on 89.9 FM, Rutherford.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now. Not another second or another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left slip while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed, you're my best friend I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee, come rescue me, I need you right away. The agony of being alone, the fear of doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me, but to know, Lord, that in you I've got victory. Yeah. I need you now, Lord, I need you now. Oh, I need you right now, right now, right now. I need you now. Oh, not another second, not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day, oh, oh, Lord. Please make a way. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
That was Mr. Smokey Northfield, I Need You Now. when I was going through my time of bereavement and I didn't have any answer, the Holy Spirit spoke to me saying that this is not your battle. So from WCNO 89.9 and myself, Brother Ferd, here's Miss Yolanda Adams, "The Battle Is the Lord." That was Miss Yolanda Adams, "The Battle Is the Lord." To all of the bereaved family under the sign of my voice, one day you will be with your loved one, putting on that robe, walking in the heavenly gate, talking about how you made it over. From WCNO 89.9 FM and myself, Brother Ferd, here is Zachary Cortez, I Shall Wear a Crown. That was Zachary Cortez, How She'll Wear a Crown on 89.9 FM. Well, we'd like to thank our sponsor for today, Sugar and Spice Soul Food Restaurant, 2515 Okeechobee Road in Fort Pierce, Florida, 772-742-8255. 8897. Treasure Coast, this is coming to the end of our program. Please join us each and every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon on the Hour of Bereavement. So if we don't have anything else to say today, only thing that we can say is hallelujah. Here is Marvin Sapp, Hallelujah.
Let's stand this moment and let's still begin to bless our God. Hallelujah. He deserves to be magnified about right now.
Treasure Coast family for listening to the Hour of Bereavement. Until next time on WCNO 89.9 FM, be blessed.
So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen.